And Jesus said also unto his disciples, There was a certain rich man, which had a steward. And the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him, and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for you may be no longer steward. Then the steward said within himself, What shall I do? For my Lord will take away from me the stewardship. I cannot dig. To beg I am ashamed. I am resolved what to do, that, when I am put out of the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. So he called every one of his Lord's debtors unto him, and said unto the first, How much do you unto my Lord? And he said, 100 measures of oil. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and sit down quickly, and write 50. Then said he to another, And how much do you owe? And he said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said unto him, Take thy bill, and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward, because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that, when you fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and love the other, or else he will hold to the one, and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Luke chapter 16 verses 1-13. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus does not praise dishonesty. He praises urgency, foresight, and wise stewardship. Jesus warns that the people of this world often act more decisively for what will soon pass away than his followers do for what will last forever. His words leave no room for compromise. You cannot serve God and mammon. Every person is a steward. Every resource, time, money, position, is a test of faithfulness. And every heart must choose its master. Those who waste what they've been given for themselves will lose everything. But those who use what they've been given for God's kingdom will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. Jesus has spoken. You need to hear and understand this, let no one deceive themselves. If you are not serving God, you are serving mammon, and no servant can serve both.